Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Janet. Janet writes from Chula Vista, California. And Janet writes, we found a home for sale online and it says that the bank owns the property. How is buying a bank-owned property different than buying a regular home? Well, Janet, I'm going to give you three ways that buying bank-owned properties is often different than buying a home from a regular seller. The first difference is normally there's a condensed or shorter inspection period. So banks typically will require a buyer to do a home inspection in a shorter period of time. That's one difference often there is. Another difference is the fact that with bank-owned properties, banks often require a buyer, a prospective buyer, to pay a non-refundable deposit, which I think is not typical necessarily when you buy from a regular seller. And the third difference between buying a bank-owned property versus a regular property from a regular seller is the fact that with a bank-owned property, there's really no prior owner knowledge of the property. So if you buy a home from a regular seller, they've lived in it, so they have knowledge of the condition of the property. Even if they're an investor, they've owned it for a while, so they have knowledge of it. But for the most part, when a bank has a property, it's because they just foreclosed on it. So they often don't know anything about the condition of the property. So it's always really important that you do a thorough home inspection when you buy a property anyway, but it's even more important that you do it when you buy a bank-owned property, because the bank is unlikely to have any prior information about the condition of the property. So thanks for your question, Janet. For more real estate tips and information, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.